The views and reflections expressed by the hosts and guests of the Tambayan podcast are strictly their own and do not represent any views of any recognized or established Catholic community. The Tambayan podcast reserves the right to final interpretation of any opinion expressed in any of its episodes.
Welcome to Tambayan podcast,
where you can stay here, rest for a while, and you know, just hang out.
I'm your host, Jade Noche, at nagbabalik ang aking co-host, si Brother Pearson Alcantara.
Woo! And Brother Jade, meron tayong bagong katambay, ano?
Oo, meron nga tayong katambay na ito siya, umiyahe pa ng pagkakakala yung lugar. 4 hours.
Malayo pala pinanggalingan nito ang ating bagong katambay. Ating katambay na to is a great friend and a great brother of ours, no? Without further ado, let's introduce our bagong katambay, no? Ang hirap po i-translate ng tambay sa English, as you can tell. Right? Anyways, Brother Nel Bagsain.
Magandang hapon, tanghali at gabi sa mga nakikinig, ng The Tambayan Podcast. Anyway, my name is Nel Adrian Bagsain. Hello po.
Uy, hindi to audition, ha? Parang ginagawa mo parang audition yung podcast. Hindi, pero like, you know, it's good. Like, you know, we can, this is, kagaya nga na sinabi natin sa pilot episode, this is where we can showcase our talent, where we can develop our skills, and, you know, most of all, have fun while discovering our faith.
Diba bro, tinahak natin sa ating last episode yung pursuing God and kung paano siya pananatiliin na yung relationship with God. So, wag natin pahabain, intruhan na natin ng dasal.
Yo.
Okay.
Sige,
in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in humility and faith. We thank you for all you have given us and the many blessings in our lives. We ask for your guidance and strength. Show us the way and fill us with courage and wisdom. Help us to remember your love and grace to be faithful in our service to you. Give us the patience and understanding to face life's challenges with grace. We ask these things in your name. Amen. And Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Ganda nun. Okay yung prayer. And then siguro moving forward, no? Dahil nga last week pinag-usapan natin how we can pursue and sustain a relationship with God, na mas maganda na we start every podcast episode with a prayer. Okay tayo doon?
Okay.
Brother Nel, no? Since you're usually a man of a few words, pero dahil favorite mo tong topic na to, bakit nga ba patience yung topic natin ngayon?
So as we go through with this, our topic nga naman po is about patience. So sabi nga ni St. Augustine, patience is a virtue. No road is too long for a man who advances without under, and no honor is too distant for a man who prepares himself for them with patience. Ika nga, sabi ni St. Augustine, walang daan na malayo pag patience ka lang sa paglalakad.
Ganun. And para naman sa'yo, Brother Jade, ano ang patience para sa'yo?
Para sa akin, ang patience is parang ano siya, lahat ng mga nag-aantay, yung para talaga sa kanila ibibigay ng Diyos. Kasi yung pag-aantay, may kasamang suffering yan eh. Sabi nga kanina sa misa eh, parang buhatin mo yung cross mo, sabi ni God, and follow me, sabi ng ganun. So yung patience is comes with suffering din, sabi niya, na ganun. So, para sa akin, pag dinaanan mo yung patience na yon at saka suffering, pagdating mo sa end, ibibigay lahat sa iyo yun eh. Kasi deserve mo yun eh. Mm. Diba? Yun lang ang para sa akin, kung ano yung patience.
At saka, diba, whatever we ask for in prayer will be given to us in due time. Diba? Yun ang sinasabi sa atin. Kapag ka nagdadasal tayo, as you wait, diba? You prepare. Kagaya ng linya natin, whenever we are discerning for something or someone, right? We are preparing ourselves as we pray, right? Kasi syempre, kagaya nga ng sinabi ninyo kanina, no? Patience is an act of love. Ibig sabihin, if you're willing to wait for your vocation, right? If you're willing to wait for your vocation, or if you're willing to wait for someone that you're discerning for, or for whatever it is, right? or kahit siguro manalo sa lotto. I don't know. Right? Whatever the case may be, right? Whenever you wait, you prepare, because like, you know, as you're waiting, right? The hope is you are also praying not just for the other person but also for you, right? Is this the calling that God has destined for you? Because maybe if it is, then maybe God will ask you to wait patiently, right? Especially because patience is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, basahin ko sa inyo. The Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. And there is no law against such things as these, right? So ibig sabihin sa mga mananampalatayang Kristiyano, ang pagpapasensya o ang pagpapagal is, right, is an act of love, but it also is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So ibig sabihin, kapag sumasampalataya tayo sa ating Panginoon, kahit anong ibigay niya sa atin, we will gladly endure it. Kahit gaano pa katagal na pag-aantay, we will wait, right? Because yes, this is what the Lord has taught us and commanded us to do. Mm-hmm. And siguro mga katambay, no, kung hindi niyo na itatanong, Nel is also entering a new chapter in his life, no? He is getting married as of, kailan nga ba? June 2025, right? Magandang story to, pero I'd rather him share it because it is also an act of patience. So, Brother Nel.
So, yun nga. It's been a lot of prayers and tough patience talaga. Hi pala kay fiancé and future wife. Eunice Ann, hello. Ingat lagi, ganun. So anyway, patience talaga. Lalo na pag may mga bagay na hindi na pagkakaintindihan, ganun. Kailangan talagang solid na pagpasyensya tsaka prayers din. Sabi ko nga sa kanya, nung naniligaw pa lang ako, sabi ko, I prayed for you. Now that I got you, I'm not gonna lose you. Ganun. Yun nga, and as I continue, as I continue na pursuing what God asked me to do, is I will always continue to choose her and be patient with her. Ganon lang. Kasi sabi nga sa, ano ba yun? 1 Corinthians ba yun? Yung about what God described, what love is on the Bible. And love is patient. So, inuna siya yung patient kasi yun yung pinaka-foundation ng pagmamahal.
Ang ganda nun. Sana all, no? Pero yeah, it's good na nabanggit mo yun, ano? And ayun, babasahin natin. Love is patient in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 and onwards. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Finally, in verse 8, it says, love never ends, right? The dictionary definition of patience is actually the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. So, yun nga eh. Kasi, di ba, it's an act of love, di ba? And isa pang example na maiisip ko dahil napag-uusapan na lang din natin yan. You know, kare-kare, right? Siyempre, alam natin kung ano ang kare-kare. Masarap ba ang kare-kare ko, Brother Jade?
Masarap, masarap. Kaso, wala eh. Maraming kumain eh.
So, narinig nyo po yan. Sa mga gusto po mag-order, pwede na po tayong magpa-order. Ang kare-kare, like usually, they say that it's an act of love. Kasi ang tagal lutuin, di ba? Mula sa pagpapalambot, pagigisa ng mga kung ano-ano, kahit sa pagdidiktik ng mani. Right? Kapag kami ng dali mo, hindi magiging maganda resulta. Right? Kaya nga minsan, ang narinig ko to sa kaibigan ko when I was still in university back in the Philippines, no, na ang isang sukatan ng isang magandang na restaurant ay kung masarap ang kare-kare nila. 'Di ba? Kasi nga doon mo matatantya kung talagang mapagpasensya yung mga nagluluto, right? Kung hindi nila sino-shortcut o hindi nila minamadali yung pagluluto nila. And I remember there was this one time na we had household here at my house na instead of using achwete, I used achwete powder. Okay naman daw, sabi nila, okay naman. Pero like nung mga kumain at nakaubos, okay naman daw. Pero syempre, like I wasn't really pleased with it kasi nga shortcut ko yung achwete, right? So nagmukha siyang quick. Parang ganun. So, like, the lesson from that for me is, like, you know, if it's something worth waiting and enduring, then it's going to be worth it. Diba? Kasi hindi ka naman ilalagay sa sitwasyon ng Panginoong Diyos kung hindi yan para sa'yo. Right? At more importantly, kung wala kang matututunan doon. Diba? And in the book of, or sorry, the letter of St. James, no, sinasabi rin niya in chapter 1 verses 2 to 3, "My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy." So ibig sabihin pala, lahat ng mga pinagdadaanan natin, kagaya ng mga sinabi mo, yung mga pinagdaanan mo before, no? Before getting to Sis Eunice. Oh, hi ulit kay Sis Eunice. Ha? Sikat ka na sa podcast natin. Ha? Kailangan may episode ka rin next week. Anyways, face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy. Again, isa siyang kaligayahan sa atin kapag ka tayo nagdurusa. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Ibig sabihin, yung pagsubok sa ating pananampalataya ay nagbubunga ng pagpapasensya, pagpapagal. Right? And, you know, it's not about getting upset, but it's trusting that the Lord is always in control. Right? And, Brother Nell, anything else to add about patience? Alam ko kasi talagang gustong-gusto mo itong topic na to.
Yun nga, brothers and sisters, ganyan din siguro yung sukatan ng Diyos on how He answer our prayers too. Kasi there are immediate yes, immediate no, and be patient because you may not learn yet the things that you need to learn before you receive the gift that He about to bestow upon you. Ganon.
At saka ang ganda nun kasi nga, di ba, kapag wala ka namang matututunan sa process of waiting, di ba, hindi ka ilalagay ng Diyos sa ganyang sitwasyon. Right? In the Bible, like, we can learn a lot about patience from the stories of St. John the Baptist, right? From Isaac and his father Abraham, right? And everything, everyone else, no, has a story of patience one way or another. And it just actually sustains my faith, no, that all of us are still on the same boat. That whatever at the end of all our suffering, right? There is always light at the end of the tunnel, right? Ganda nung episode natin, no? So, hindi na ho namin papahabain pa because we want to keep you coming back for more. Ayan. So, we are just going to end this podcast episode like we always have. So, let us put ourselves in the holy presence of God as we say in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Panginoon po na aming Diyos, banal ka po at makapangyarihan sa lahat. Lord, we thank you because you have taught us, no, how to be patient. And we learn and we know that it is one of the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in our daily lives, may we be an example of patience to others, to our brothers and sisters. And most importantly, may we be patient as we continuously pray whatever it is that in the desires of our own hearts. We know, Lord, that you are not asking us to wait in vain because as we pray, we continue to place our trust and our hope in you. And all of this we lift up to you as we say, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And mga katambay, you know the drill. See you next week. Until then, take care and God bless.